Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
The mind begins to long for, and your heart begins to long for all that good stuff. And you run into them, you go, gosh, you know, we had so much good. Let me come back and work for you again, or let's go back to this school, or back to this church, or whatever it is. And the problem is we forget, look, there's a reason why it wasn't working.
Boy, that's rather eye-opening insight from Dr. Henry Cloud. Did that get your attention? Well, I hope it did, because during the next half hour here on the Homeward broadcast, parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns has more where that came from, and he'll be continuing his conversation with his good friend, Dr. Henry Cloud, on 10 tips for living a more purposeful life, not the least of which is seeing things for what they really are. This is very, very helpful in marriage. It's very, very helpful in the parent-child relationship, and we know you're going to be blessed by what you hear during the next half hour. From the studios of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Remember that all of our Monday through Friday editions of the program are podcast via iTunes, and if you want to start your free subscription to our daily podcast, just go to homeward.com.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Henry Cloud with us today, Dr. Henry Cloud. Today we're talking about tips for living a purposeful life, and Henry has written a great book. I said before that I read all things Henry Cloud, and I love this book. I just finished it. Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. I think I've done all 10 of those things and learned a lot. Absolutely. Well, Henry, you live in Los Angeles. You've got two teenage daughters now, and it's great to have you on our program.
It's always good to be with you, Jim.
7 million books, and I knew you when you were in grad school and had not written one book, and you've written, you've sold over 7 million. You've influenced a generation in many ways.
Well, it's just a lot of typing, basically.
That's it. You're a fast typer, but I remember when I first met you, and I went, wait, there is something special about him. And many ways, in terms of at least the church that I go to, we talk about an anointing. And, you know, a lot of times you don't think of a psychologist having an anointing, but in many ways, your message has been an anointed one. And I, for one, am blessed to have you. Now, in your book, you talk about never go back, and then you have 10 things, or really 10 principles, never to do again, things that we all do, but you can kind of learn through this. And one of your principles, and I want to get right into it, is never go back, never again return to what hasn't worked.
Yeah.
We do that all the time. I do that.
We do that all the time, Jim, and we do it in small things. We do it in jobs. People do it in relationships. And you'll be working somewhere, and you got a boss, or you got a company, or somebody's single, and they're dating someone, or a married couple is going through some patterns, and the pain just becomes too great, and it's, I just can't deal with this anymore, and so they do something to get away from it. Either they separate or change jobs or whatever. Then something happens. You know, you were there for a reason. You liked that person for a reason, and you cared about that person. And what happens is that the mind begins to long for, and your heart begins to long for all that good stuff. And you run into them, you go, gosh, you know, we had so much good. Let me come back and work for you again, or let's go back to this school, or back to this church, or whatever it is. And the problem is we forget, look, there's a reason why it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And so what it sounds like is burn your bridges. That's not what I'm saying,
yeah.
Because what the Bible says is that, no, we are to be reconcilers. And we're to be repairing things and restoring relationships. But here's the question. You know, if we've had a separation or something like that, I want to get, quote, back together. But back means going backwards and doing what we've done before. So if we're going to get together, let's do it. Let's, before we agree to go forward. And you can do this with a kid as you're looking forward to next semester or the next grade period or whatever it is. As we go forward, if we're going to go back and do this again, I don't want to do what we've done. Here's your two words. What's going to be different this time, or what's going to be new?
Hmm.
Now, here's the problem. When we think about that, what we do is we listen to the other person. They say, well, I'm going to be different this time. I'm not going to yell at you, and I'm not going to whatever. And that's not what we mean by different. What we mean by different is, what's going to be different that's going to enable you to do that? And if they say, well, I started going to counseling. Okay, now that's different. If they say, I've joined an accountability group or a Bible study, or I'm going to see a shrink, or I'm, you know, going to 12 seminars a day. Okay, that's different.
Right, right.
And Joey says, well, I want to go back to school. Well, you didn't make you crazy. Yeah, but I want to go back. Well, Joey, what's going to be different? Well, I dropped out of my fraternity, or I got a tutor, or I joined an act. That's different.
Right.
Now we have a reason to go forward. So we're all about fixing things. We're all about reconciling. But when the Bible says, you know, like in Luke, how many times do I keep going back to this person? Jesus says, well, I think in the Greek it says a gazillion. If he comes to you and says, I repent, then receive him and go forward. But that's a big part of it. It's what's going to be different.
Yeah, it's great input. It's funny. I had that conversation yesterday with my wife. I said, hey, you know, I think I'm going to have to diet a little bit because I got this little love handle thing going on. I'm not real excited about it. And so she said, well, what are you going to do? And I told her what I was going to do. And she said, well, you know, you tried that before.
Thank you.
So she was reminding me that, well, maybe that doesn't work for you since you've already tried that, and maybe you need to do something
Thank
else.
Thank you. Jim, I remember one time a chairman of the board of a ministry came to me and said, I want to talk to you about the president of our ministry. I said, what's wrong? He said, I'm worried about him. I said, what's the deal? And he said, he's gained about 150 pounds, and his father died of a heart attack at his age, and, you know, diabetes is setting in, and he's got to get healthy. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm his accountability partner. And I said, well, how long have you been doing that? And he said, for about 6 months. And I said, well, what do you hold him accountable to? And he says, his diet and exercise. I said, well, is it working? He said, no, he's gaining weight. And I said, well, what do you do? He says, well, he's supposed to stick to his diet and exercise, and then we get together every week, and I hold him accountable. And I said, well, what do you do when you hold him accountable? He said, well, I hold him accountable to see if he did it. And I said, well, does he? He says, well, sometimes, but not really. And then he tries, and he doesn't. And I said, what do you do then? He said, well, I hold him accountable. I said, but when you hold him accountable, what do you do? He said, well, we go over his diet and exercise, and I hold him accountable. And I said, do you love this guy? And he said, absolutely. I said, well, you better call him and tell him you're not going to hold him accountable anymore because you're going to kill him. I said, there's nothing different. You're not adding anything to the picture next week that wasn't there last week. So if you want to know what next week's going to look like, then just videotape today.
Yeah, that's actually great wisdom and insight. Hey, you got another principle I want to get in before our break. Never choose short-term comfort over long-term benefit. You actually had a phrase in there that I underlined, pain first, payoff later. Talk about that.
Well, it is, Jim, talk about parenting. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, we think about, we have to teach our kids to delay gratification.
Yeah.
You know who's got to learn to delay the gratification is the parent.
Yes, you're exactly right.
I remember my youngest daughter, Lucy, who is just my favorite lunatic on the planet. She's so funny. But she, a few years back, we were on an airplane, and she got locked in the bathroom, and the door wouldn't open, and then hit some turbulence, and she kind of developed this fear of going to a bathroom and locking the door, closing the door. And so, you know, I was trying to help her with it, and we had a plan and all this. And so we were out to dinner one night as a family. We're out to dinner, and she has to go to the bathroom. So she's asking my wife to go with her. I looked at Tori, and I said, do not go with her. And so I said, Liz, people that go out to dinner also have to be able to go to the bathroom by themselves. She would have been like maybe 9-ish. And she goes, no, Daddy, I don't, you know, and she's getting scared. And I said, no, you're going to the bathroom by yourself if you're going to go out to dinner, or I'll take you home. Tori looks at me and kind of signals, we only have one car. And I had told her, you know, she had to go to the bathroom by herself. And so I said, no, I'm going to take you home if we, and she goes, no, I said, you're going. And so then she started to really kind of melt down. And she starts to cry, and I said, Liz, you got a choice, you know, whatever you want to do. And so it really, really got brutal, but I knew, I said, look, I'm not going to make you go. You just can't eat out if you can't go to a bathroom, so we're going to go home. Because I got to put a limit on this regression and move her forward. So, Jim, I had to, and tables are looking now. She's crying. I had to walk her out to the sidewalk, call a cab, get ready for all of that until finally she says, okay, I'll go. Now, that's a lot of immediate discomfort and stuff we have to go through. But I realize, and maybe because I'm a shrink, I know how to treat phobias.
Yes.
And you do not let people, just as a rule, now there's certainly all sorts of situations and a process to this, but they must go face what they're afraid of, and you help them to do that. But I knew her world was going to get very small if we gave the short-term gain over time of her not having to do what's difficult and my not walking through that with her, and sometimes even at great inconvenience.
Yeah, no, it's
great. And now she just went off to camp, you know, for a week. She just went to cooking camp. She's all over the place. And each time, for a while, he had to walk through that fear for her leaving, and that's difficult to do.
Yeah, it's difficult to do, but it's the right thing. In some ways, it sounds simple, but it's not simple.
Well, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Yeah, that's the word. It's simple, but it's not easy. And that's parenting. That's a relationship with your spouse. If you're married, that's what you do in business. It's just the way, and it's great advice. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Dr. Henry Cloud with us today, one of my favorite people to have on this broadcast. He's a New York Times bestselling co-author of the Boundaries series. His book today is Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. It's great advice, and Roger's going to tell you about it right now. Roger.
Well, when you hear a title like that, you think, okay, 10 Things You Should Never Do. Well, wow, okay, that's a good thing, I guess. But it's important for us who are moving forward and our marriage relationships and our walk with the Lord and our parenting season, it's important for us to understand, too, that as we do move forward, there are some certain things we should leave behind and never go back and do again. And that's why this program is so important today. That's why Henry's book is up at homeward.com if you want to learn more about that. Also, Jim, I think about some of the things that we as parents do in the relationship with our own kids, and how sometimes we mess things up just because we lack the confidence to do the right thing and to leave the wrong thing behind. Jim's book, Confident Parenting, will help you apply these principles that we're talking about today in the parenting season, especially when your kids are in middle school and high school, when it's just kind of a cage match between mom and dad versus the kids. Confident Parenting, available for purchase wherever books are sold, but if you order directly from Homeward, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry, and we truly appreciate that financial support. Learn more at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
This is so lame, Mom.
But Heather, I think it's a great idea.
8 hours of community service or they won't let me graduate?
That's really not asking all that much.
Can they legally do that?
Mm-hmm. And I've got a list of projects you can get started on right here. And a lot of them are from the church.
Whatever.
Getting your children involved in missions and service isn't an option for their Christian growth. I think it's a necessity. As parents, we have an even greater opportunity to introduce our teenagers to the wonderful world of giving, of their time, talents, and treasure. That's why I want to encourage you to help your kids volunteer with projects they think are fun and worthwhile. As parents, we need to help our kids understand that the call to Christ is the call to serve. And that's why I invite you to go to our website at homeward.com and download a free copy of our tip sheet called Getting Your Kids Involved, Community Service Made Fun. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. Henry Cloud with us today. We're talking about tips for living a purposeful life. His book, Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. It's things that I continue to do, and I learned so much from this book, and I'm so thrilled to have him with us. He's an acclaimed leadership expert, best-selling author. His work has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, over 7 million books sold. And by the way, in the world of publishing, that's massive. That's huge. Over 20 popular titles, including Boundaries and many, many other great books. He lives in the Los Angeles area with his wife, Tori, and they have two daughters. And we talked a little bit about Olivia and Lucy. And I tell you, I remember when Henry did not have kids, and I just used to laugh because my kids are a little bit older. And I used to think one day he's going to get these teenagers, and Henry, there you are. Now you're with teenagers and not just talking about life and business and the other aspects, but, you know, how do you raise these kids to become responsible young adults? And it's not always easy, is it?
Well, you read Jim Burns' book.
Exactly.
Now, it does make your hair fall out, but you do learn a lot.
Exactly. The beauty of radio is that everybody doesn't know that my hair has fallen out. In fact, Henry, you obviously do so much radio, too, with New Life Radio and other things.
I have a face for radio. Right. There's no doubt
about
it. Yeah.
Well, I laugh because people come up to me everywhere. In fact, I just had this happen in the Midwest, and they said, wow. And I paused, and they said, I actually thought you were going to be tall with long, blonde, kind of surfer hair. And in other words, you're shorter, and you don't have any hair. And I said, well, my voice thanks you, because maybe you think, you know, I look like that. We're talking about some of the tips, not all the tips. You've got to get the book because, you know, it's all in there. But in terms of never go back, and one of your never go back things that I totally underlined and just went, oh my goodness, I needed to read this like crazy today. I mean, I honestly needed to see this today. But one of your points is never go back. Forget that your inner life determines your outer success. And I want you to speak to that. You do so well with a lot of your writings on that topic.
This is one of the ones that we are slow to get. We always think, you know, gosh, if I just lived there, or if I worked at a different company, or, you know, if. And we think that our well-being and our happiness and all of that somehow is going to come from something new on the outside. And we all do this. And, you know, there's a promised land, right? This is part of us. But if you're a grumbler in the desert, you're going to be a grumbler in the promised land. And not only that, and this gets down to the essence of it, the very promised lands that we are attracted to come from our insides.
Mm, yeah.
And when people realize, you know, if you look back in your last three or four jobs, you had four bad bosses in a row. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's something about me that is either drawn to a person like that, or needs their approval, or doesn't deal with them well, or I don't have any boundaries and I let them, you know, crunch me in the or whatever it is. When you realize I have some part in everywhere I find myself, at least in the way I'm responding to it.
Right, right.
Then we go from crazy to becoming change agents. And if you think about it, you know, you can see this, we're talking to a lot of parents, you can see it, you know, at the local school. There are people that, you know, obviously schools don't do everything right, and if it's a Christian school or a public school, there's going to be issues. You'll see some parents who don't realize that, well, maybe I can approach them and work in a certain way where we can resolve this problem with the teacher, versus, well, I just need to go find another place.
Yeah, right.
And once you learn, and I love this phrase, you know, immature people want life to meet their demands. Mature people meet the demands of life.
Mm.
And the Bible puts it this way, that it's the tree that produces the fruit, and if our external life is full of all sort of stuff, maybe I need to go to a boundaries group, or I need to go find out what it is about me that, you know, if bad people keep happening to me, I'm the common denominator.
Yeah.
And so I've got to really begin to become the kind of tree, the Bible tells us, that actually a mature life fits. And as I think about my kids, you know, they're 12 and 13, as I think about them, I want a great life for them. I want great husbands for them. Now, if my focus is only on telling them how to spot great guys, then I've missed it, because I also have to teach them. Now think about this. I have got to develop them to be the kind of women that can be married to a great guy.
Yes, yes.
Now you think about this. If somebody's passive, or if they can't communicate, or if they can't stand up for themselves, what kind of guy are they going to fit with? They're going to fit with a control freak, not a good guy. So their inner life and their skills and their competencies, I've got to prepare them so that they can live in the promised land.
Yeah.
Because if they're not mature enough to receive a blessing of a mature life, they won't have one.
Yeah. No. You know, I underlined this in your book. It said only 10% of our happiness comes from circumstantial or external. The remaining 90% comes from two places, from your basic temperament and from your set of life practices. And what we're talking about here is life practices.
That's exactly right. And we don't realize that if I want a different life, I have to be a different person. I can't find a different life that my kookiness will fit into.
Yeah, well, you actually told a story. It was under actually another principle. I think it was the principle of never go back to ignoring the part of you in being where you are. But it's about the woman who had been married 9 times to 9 abusive husbands.
Yeah, I remember that. She, in the middle of a group, she goes, "I get it. I've been married to 9 abusive husbands. I'm not going to do that anymore." And this other lady says, "Mabel, shut up. You haven't been married to 9 abusive husbands. You've been married to 1 abusive husband with 9 different names."
Yeah, no.
Now, what Mabel had to realize is, you know, maybe it's something about me that is not able to deal with people like that or is drawn to them.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Great, great lessons.
You know, one of the places, Jim, where this happens all the time, because, I've got a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old, and one of the things that you see in that middle school age and beginning of high school is, you know, you get all these cliques, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the mean girls stuff that they're around and all of that. And one of the things that I've really, really worried about in a good way, I think, and focused on by worry, is be diligent about thinking about is I don't want to, I don't want to protect them from some of this stuff. What I want to do is sit down and talk to them and deal with and teach them, you know, how do you deal with somebody like that?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when the girl starts, you know, talking about inappropriate things around you that you don't want to talk about? How are you going to respond to them? And we realize that what we've got to do with kids and with ourselves is when we develop competencies and abilities, then we will find a life it fits that, and it's not the other way around.
Yeah, great, great, great wisdom. Now, listen, we don't have much time left, and I actually want our listeners, and we seldom do this on the program, but I want our listeners to hear about the Daily Dr. Cloud. I'm looking at one right now. It's actually tomorrow. What is the one thing you want to make sure happens to advance what is most important to you? Just one thing. Talk about how they can sign up for this.
Well, if you go to drcloud.com, drcloud.com, then you can sign up for it. What I try to do, Jim, is, you know, I kind of live in the research, and I'm a practitioner, and I work with leaders and you know, pretty sometimes extremely fruitful people, and get to watch great performers. And you know, life teaches us stuff. So all I try to do in these little dailies is pass on a little piece of what I've noticed out there in my travels, and it tends to be fun. So go to drcloud.com and also Dr. Henry Cloud on Twitter and Facebook.
Fantastic. And Roger will fill you in on those one more time if you missed that. Henry, thank you so much for being with us. Great, great book today. Great content on this broadcast. Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. I highly recommend it. Henry, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Jim.
And I want to reiterate, as far as Jim was talking about social media, the Facebook and Twitter stuff is always connected. The Daily Dr. Cloud feature that comes out is really neat. It's very pithy. It's just kind of like a tweet, very, very short, but very, very practical. And I benefit from them all the time, so I know you will too. You can find that information at homeward.com, how to get connected to Dr. Henry Cloud. Boy, Never Go Back, 10 Things You Should Never Do Again is the name of the book by Henry Cloud that we have up at homeward.com. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. And I mentioned earlier Jim's book, Confident Parenting. This is something for us as parents. If you've got kids any age, but especially if they're in that adolescent season, a lot of times we lose our confidence. We go back to old patterns that aren't really healthy for us or for our kids. Confident Parenting will help you break those cycles. And you can order Confident Parenting directly from homeward.com, HOMEWORD.com. You can order Jim's books online and support our ministry as well.
Thanks, Roger, and thank you for your ongoing prayers and your financial support to make it possible for us to bring you great programs like today's program. Your partnership also enables us to extend the reach of Homeward into areas like our events, publications, online ministries, our daily devotional and monthly parenting newsletter. And if you don't know about that, then I encourage you to go to homeward.com,
We appreciate your financial support, especially today. We could use it. And we're not looking just for people to support us once. We want a growing number of people to come alongside the Homeward Movement. Let's make a difference in families together. And obviously, you can give us a call. Roger gives the number often. You can go to homeward.com and get all the information you need to become a part of the Homeward financial family in many ways. You're helping us reach out, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.